Now, this morning, as we celebrate Mother's Day, and hopefully there's a lot of joy associated with that, we also acknowledge that we live in a world of global conflicts, of trade wars, of economic uncertainty, of polarizing political division, of increasing violence, terrorist attacks, mass shootings, moral degeneration, and growing corruption. A comedian was talking about the condition of our world and said, if you're not anxious, stressed, or depressed, I feel like you're just not paying attention. I've asked Jay to put up a slide this morning. This is what the world often does to us. It brings us hurt, brings distress, plunges us into fearful uncertainty. The global and national issues we face are in addition to the day-to-day stress of the responsibilities of taking care of ourselves, of going to work or school, of paying the bills, of rearing our children, of participating in church and living in community and doing all of the things that those things entail. With everything going on in our world and in our lives, we are increasingly worn out, stressed out, and burnt out. And that is exactly how we feel at times. And that's why it's so important for us to gather for worship. That's why it's so important that we enter this space. This place is even called a sanctuary. It provides an opportunity for us to redirect our focus, to experience encouragement, and to renew our hope. Because in this world of chaos, uncertainty, and stress, we are invited to find rest in the arms of God. In Psalm 131, we find these words. It's described as a song of ascents of David. And it reads, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty. Nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Now, before we consider the psalm itself, let's consider the purpose of the psalm and the situation of the author. Well, the psalm is identified as a song of ascents, which means it was sung as people traveled on their way to worship at Jerusalem. In the midst of stress, uncertainties, and the demands of life, the people were making time for worship to direct their focus to the Lord. And it's a song written by King David, who, if you remember his story, had a little bit of stress in his life. As king, David faced the daily weight of leadership and the burden of unprecedented responsibilities. He had enemies to face, battles to engage, and conflicts that continually threatened him and his kingdom. He also experienced temptation, the consequences of sin and failure, and far-reaching family chaos. And yet he was able to compose a psalm that points to rest in the arms of God. His words indicate that in a world of uncertainty and distress, finding rest in the arms of God calls for a humble heart. Verse 1 depicts a heart that is dependent on God. See, the psalm begins with an acknowledgement that we're not good enough, we're not strong enough, we're not smart enough to make it on our own. So verse 1 states, O Lord, my heart is not proud. The psalm begins with an address to God, an acknowledgement of our need for God. It leads us to reject any temptation or tendency towards self-sufficiency. You see, pride is reflected in independence from God and self-sufficiency apart from God. It's the spirit that assumes we can make it on our own. And it's a spirit that is growing more prevalent in our culture all the time. But such a spirit has not and does not lead to greater strength and stability, but rather greater frailty, weakness, vulnerability, anxiety, and brokenness. So the psalm offers an alternative: to pray, to worship, to call on God as an expression of our dependence on God. Prayer and worship look beyond ourselves and acknowledge our need for someone greater than ourselves. The psalm begins with a humble awareness of our need for God. And a humble heart is also meek before others. Verse 1 continues, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes arrogant. Arrogant or haughty eyes are those which look down on others. And in our world, we know there are different kinds of pride. There is social pride based upon worldly status. There's economic pride based upon earthly wealth. There's intellectual pride based upon education. There's also religious pride based upon pious appearances. And any one of these can be a source of arrogance, contribute to a spirit of competition, and create a false sense of superiority. But a humble heart consists of an absence of self-absorption or any sense of superiority. It does not selfishly demand or assert its own way. It is not self-promoting to elevate oneself or condescending in dealing with others. In fact, it has nothing to prove, and it's free from arrogance. You see, gathering for worship and lifting our hearts in prayer are outward signs of dependence on God. And when we gather together, it expresses our unity with one another, that we're in the same boat. We have the same needs. Finding rest in the arms of God begins when we look to God with a humble heart. And finally, rest in the arms of God calls for a calm mind. The second half of verse 1 depicts a composed frame of mind. When it says, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. A noisy, restless, and unsettled mind is consumed with all the questions and concerns of life. Our anxious fretting is often the result of our self-concern, a selfish focus, or a prideful sense of self-importance. And the news media plays upon our self-interest. It plays upon our fears to keep us consumed and anxious. So you have my permission to turn off the news. If you find yourself overly anxious, increasingly worked up, or excessively stressed out, just turn it off. I tell you, I typically stay off of social media because much of what I read from people tends to stress me out. Some people have very strong opinions on just about everything, and feel compelled to inform the world of their vast knowledge. But I don't find the vast majority of it particularly productive or helpful. So I've learned that I need to tune it out. I need to turn it off. The psalm here encourages a settled state of mind. And I like what it says. I do not involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. We're led to redirect our thoughts away from ourselves, away from the things that are outside of our power and control, away from the concerns and distresses of this world, to look to the Lord. Our world can lead us to be restless and noisy, inside and out. We can be weighed down with anxiety, burdened with endless questions, and busied with meaningless pursuits. And if a restless mind is confined with a prideful spirit, we think everything is up to us, that we have to figure it out, that we have to find the solution. Then we have to fix it, we have to solve it, and we have to set it right. Oh my goodness, what a burden. What a relentless burden to be so prideful and restless. But the psalm says, I do not involve myself, or I do not concern myself. I don't worry about those things that are beyond my strength, my understanding, or my pay grade. I don't need all the answers. I don't have to solve all of the world's growing problems or answer all of the world's pressing questions or even wrestle with all of the alarming issues. The psalm leads us to curb arrogance and self-determination to find contentment and rest in the arms of God. And we do so with a humble heart and a calm mind. And finding rest in the arms of God calls for a quiet spirit. A quiet spirit is rooted in trust. We need to know that we are not God, that everything is not up to us or all about us. So the psalm leads us to be realistic about who we are and what we can do, so that a rejection of autonomous pride might enable us to turn to God in childlike trust. Jesus himself commended the response of a child in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, when he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. What a wonderful picture of childlike trust. And the psalm here uses the image of a weaned child with his mother in verse 2. It says, surely I have composed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. Now, a child that is not weaned is frantically self-consumed, anxiously self-focused, and relentlessly self-concerned. That child is panicked, noisy, and wailing increasingly louder and more desperate until he gets what he wants. And we too can live lives that are anxious, restless, and frantically chaotic. And that spirit seems to be increasingly present in our world today. More fear, more panic, more outbursts, more drama, more fit throwing from grown adults. And on the other hand, a child that is weaned may still be very young and basically helpless, but he's old enough to know that mom is pretty good about giving him what he needs and even most of what he wants. Maybe he's old enough to tell his mom he's hungry. Maybe he's even old enough to understand and be satisfied with the answer that dinner is cooking and will be ready in just a little bit. The psalm depicts a soul that is no longer wailing in panic or nagging in anxious concern, but trusts, depends, and can wait. Instead of fretting and striving, we're invited to trust. Well, which picture best describes the condition of your spirit before God? Are you a worrier? Does the least bit of bad news seem to cause panic and overreaction? When you go to God in prayer, is your cry the panic, an anxious cry of an infant in distress? Are you able to wait like the calm and quiet of a child who has learned to trust the provision of a loving mother? See, a quiet spirit is characterized by peace. Our world is increasingly noisy, restless, hectic, frantic, anxious, and chaotic. And the reaction that produces is often worse than the fear itself. And we can either join the busy, restless, chaotic, and crazy world and become worn out, stressed out, and burnt out, or we can become still, silent, and humble before the Lord. You know, for 10, 20, or 30 minutes a day, we need to turn stuff off. We need to slow ourselves down. We need to block out the things of this world so that we can rest in the care of our Heavenly Father. So that we can hear His voice, so that we can receive the love He has for us and experience the mercy and peace He provides. We can and desperately need to take refuge and experience rest in the arms of God. Have you seen images of a reflection coming off a placid lake? The image of stillness on the water, of calmness and peace, it's amazing. It's also contagious. And that is what this psalm is holding out to us. The psalm calls for no striving, no doing, no achieving, no burdens, no task to complete. It simply holds out contentment, peace, calmness, security, and rest. Like a weaned child resting content in a mother's arms. Jay has another image for us tonight, this morning. Oh, I like that one. This is what God does for us. This is what God invites us to experience from Him. That we can rest in the arms of God. Where do you turn when you need a break? When you need relief, when you need rest from the burdens and chaos of our world? You know, some turn to more busyness and noise. Some turn to alcohol and drugs. Some turn to work, achievement, and effort. Some turn to money or the things of this world. Some turn to pleasure, leisure, or a screen. Some try to escape, look for a change, or simply run away. David found rest in the arms of God. And that's where he points us. Look at verse 3. He announces to everyone, O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. We can find rest in the arms of God if we put our hope in the Lord. Rest for now and forevermore. The psalm has an image of tranquility, of peace and rest that we admire, that we long for within our souls, but it's advice we far too easily and readily dismiss. Our hearts are often too proud. Our minds are too distracted, and our spirits are too restless. So the psalm leads us to God through a humble heart, a calm mind, and a quiet spirit. It offers an image that grows out of observing the most trusting, foundational, and dependent relationship in all of human interaction. The picture of a young child taking refuge and finding rest in a mother's arms. That's an apt image. The child does not try to be equal to the mother, independent of the mother, or smarter than the mother. A child depends, trusts, and rests securely in the mother's arms. Such peace cannot be found in our modern drive for independence, autonomy, and self-sufficiency. Peace cannot be found by breaking away from God, but only in looking to and trusting God. That's where we find rest in the arms of the Father. And Jesus extended that invitation in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. When Jesus said, Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Now, we've talked about finding rest, but I want to give you an opportunity this morning. In your bulletin, you'll find a list of sample breath prayers over on the right-hand side inside. They're called breath prayers because they can be expressed in a single exhale. Take a minute to read them and choose a phrase that resonates with you and expresses what you want to express to God this morning. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, thank you for your mercy. Help me, Lord, because I need your help. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Lord, let me know your peace. Lord, help me rest in your presence. That your peace guard my heart and mind, O Lord. Now, when you've chosen one of those phrases, I'm asking you to close your eyes and then take a deep breath in and exhale. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Repeat those deep breaths until you feel yourself relaxing and the tension of life releasing. Breathe in. Breathe out. And now, as you do so, offer the phrase you chose as a prayer to God. And repeat. Repeat. this morning, I invite you to take these with you, to pause in the busyness of life to pray. Use them as a brief and momentary expression of dependence on God, or use them as a starting point for a longer, more in-depth prayer. But remember that God invites you to rest in His arms. Perhaps this morning you needed this. As a person of faith, you need to pause and return to the Lord for rest that this world is so busy robbing us of. Life is busy. Life grows increasingly hectic and chaotic. And maybe you've been looking for rest in other places and in other things. And maybe this morning God is calling you back to take time for rest in the Lord. Perhaps you're here this morning and God is leading you to seek Him, to join with others in this sanctuary as a place of rest and renewal. You need such a place. You need such a fellowship. You need to make having time with Him a priority. And maybe this morning God is leading you here to partner with us, to be a part of this church family. To say, boy, I need this more than I realized. I've been doing it on my own. I've been looking in other places, but I need to be called back to find rest in the Lord. Or perhaps you're here this morning and you don't know the peace and rest that comes from trusting a gracious and loving God. Maybe this morning God is leading you to look to Him for salvation, for peace, for security that has eluded you, that can't be found anywhere else. In an unpredictable and chaotic world, we need the security, stability, and hope that only God provides. And maybe this morning God is calling you to respond with childlike faith. Say, God, there's a lot I don't understand, but one thing I do know is I need You. I need what You've done. I need what You provide. Come into my life. Be Lord of my life. I want to know and experience Your peace, both now and forevermore. This morning, however, God may be leading you to respond, whether there in your pew to rest in His arms, or here at the front to request prayer, or in some form of decision to make public. I invite you to respond as John comes to lead us in our hymn of invitation this morning. Would you stand together as we sing, Near to the Heart of God.